Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I'm in the very southwest corner of Kingman County visiting with Travis Ponick. He and his brother have Ponick Ranch. Travis, wheat harvest's been going on quite a while for you.
Yeah, we would have started Friday about 10 days ago when we started in this area. We should be wrapping up. We're on the last 50 acres today. We should get done. We should have been done a couple days ago, but we've had a few breakdowns along the way and a few little rain showers here and there that have held up progress.
You and your brother have a good-sized cattle operation, and you've got all that to do at the same time as well. How does wheat work into your cattle operation?
Basically, every acre of our wheat is grazed over the winter, and the cattle are pulled off, and we still harvest a fair percentage of it. Some of it gets grazed out. We hay a little bit of it, too, as wheat hay, and then, like this year, some of the fields that had quite a bit of straw on, we saved some of the straw to use for either feed or bedding this winter. So
you did have some fields with heavy straw?
Yeah, you know, we had enough rain over the winter that, you know, some of the lower lying fields and stuff kind of held on to the moisture until the spring rain started finally in late April, whenever it finally started to rain a little bit. So there was a few fields that produced quite a bit of straw.
So did the yield on the wheat for grain, did that vary?
Yes, it did tremendously. You know, you could just go 3 or 4 miles, and it would depend on if it caught that first half inch of rain. Some places did, some places didn't. You know, we had some fields that we felt like all along had potential to be really good, even after being grazed, that we'd put fungicide and stuff on. They performed really well. And like, say, you go a few miles away where they didn't maybe catch that first rain, and those fields were quite a bit less.
Are most people in this area basically wrapping up or done?
Yes, I would say right here in this window, most people in this area are getting done.
Have most people been reasonably satisfied?
Between putting up alfalfa and other hay and fixing the fence from the limbs that were down on it from the wind the other night, I really haven't had a chance to visit with too many other people, but that kind of seemed to be the general gist of it, was that, you know, they were finding more than what they thought they might.
Let's talk just a little bit about that storm that blew through, and of course, there's a chance of one blowing through tonight. That did take quite a few trees down in spots around.
Yeah, we had more trees down, little limbs, big limbs, than we have in several years here now. We also had a small circle of alfalfa down that was going to be ready to be raked the following morning, and basically the windrows were gone. All we could do is go out there with the rakes in and basically make new windrows and salvage what we could of it. So.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on social media with that, and yeah, you couldn't even tell where a windrow was supposed to be.
No, they were just, must have been at the wrong angle. They were completely gone, and most of the leaves were shattered off the alfalfa, and so just, like I say, it was kind of a salvage what we could so we could get the water started on the next cutting.
We're visiting with Travis Ponick. He and his brother have Ponick Ranch, and we're in southwest Kingman County. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.